Amen. Thank you, Todd. Good morning to each one of you. Todd's challenge for us to speak to someone out of our age group ties in nicely with our emphasis this month on who is my neighbor, being people at Shannon Hills Bible Chapel that I don't know well. So if you don't have one of these red charts, two-sided charts, there's some out on the table, and as Todd said, there's some of the Valentine's tracks too. If you didn't get one coming in, I think our guys, our young fellows are pretty thorough. Probably everybody got one, but I want to encourage you to pick up one of these right in under February, under the focus, people at Shannon Hills Bible Chapel I don't know well. And there's a challenge inside the bulletin to try to spend some time this month with somebody at Shannon Hills you don't know well, maybe an individual or a couple or a family. Again, maybe somebody outside of your age group or somebody you just don't know that well, and make a point, plan it, and follow through on your plan to spend some time with that person or those people. Invite them over, go see them, meet them somewhere else, say, let's get together and have a cup of coffee or dessert or just spend some time together learning about them, sharing about who you are, looking for ways that you can love people that maybe you don't really know that well. We're to love one another. We find that in the Scripture, and we want to encourage you to do that in a special way this year and this month. We're seeking to look this year at loving one another as believers and also loving those who don't know the Lord Jesus, loving all people. So we encourage you in that. Take that challenge. Take the Valentine track challenge as well, and we look forward to how God is going to be using those, how He already is in the life of our assembly. An unsung hero. An unsung hero is a person who makes a valuable yet unrecognized contribution. An unsung hero. A person whose impact is unknown or unacknowledged. This evening there'll be a football game. This evening, there'll also be a meeting here at Shannon Hills Bible Chapel, so I don't want to advertise the football game heavier than the meeting. If you come to the meeting, we guarantee a second half. You'll be able to see the second half. But you know, in that football game, it's going to be true, no matter that these are the two hopefully best teams in professional football, playing together for the title, the champions of the world, winning the Vince Lombardi Trophy. And you know, every team, doesn't matter if it's the best team in the league or the worst team in the league, and we know who that might be, the Charlotte Panthers this year, Carolina Panthers rather, every team has its unsung heroes. And when you watch those two teams, if you see any of that game later today or any game, particularly in something like a football game, you're going to notice the quarterback. He has the ball. You're going to notice the running back. You're probably going to see the wide receivers because they're the ones that are going to be handling the ball. You'll see the guy making the kickoff return or the punt return. But you know, there are unsung heroes. There are players down in the trenches, as it's called, that if it weren't for them doing their jobs, then those teams never would have made it as far as the Super Bowl. It's true that great teams are led by big-time, big-name players. But if you don't have the unsung heroes, if you don't have the people making those valuable yet unrecognized contributions, maybe on the offensive line or the defensive line, if you don't have them, the team is not going to be what it should be. You know, it's not just in sports. Down through history, we have so many who have made great discoveries and performed great deeds, but their names don't crop up in the ordinary course of education and learning. They're unsung heroes. This month in our country, seems like every month has a different designation, the month of something, and most months have three or four things that they're the month of. One thing that this month is Black History Month, and that celebrates African Americans who have made significant contributions to the history of our country. They're heroes, but you know, many of them are unsung heroes. Their names don't pop up. In fact, if their names were mentioned, you may not even know who they are. You know, even more important than those of color who have made an impact on this country, or those of color who have made an impact particularly on the people of God, in the history of the people of God. And many of those are also unsung heroes. In fact, there are even some who are recorded on the pages of Scripture. And we're going to look at one fellow this morning, and I doubt that many people in this room could tell me anything about him. His name is Ebed-Melech. I wonder if you know about Ebed-Melech. We're going to learn a little bit about him this morning. If you go over to the book of Jeremiah, and we're going to begin looking at chapter 38. We're going to study about a man named Ebed-Melech. His name literally means servant of the king. And we're going to find that Ebed-Melech is from the nation of Ethiopia. Ethiopia at that time would have covered the southern part of Egypt on down into Africa. Today, the nation of Ethiopia is on the east coast of Africa, between the central and the northern sections on the Cape of Africa. And Ethiopia, actually, that word in the Greek and the Latin means black. You also find the word Cush in your Old Testament, or Cush, C-U-S-H, and that is translated black. And as today, most of those people who were from Ethiopia would be black. So the man that we're going to read about today most likely was a man of color. And he's an unsung hero. Again, you probably didn't know his name until right now. A few of you may have, and I'd be interested to know if you remembered him before. You could tell me about that later. The background of what we're going to look at this morning is in the nation of Judah. At this time, toward the end of the time that the nation of Israel was inhabiting the promised land before they were taken out into exile, the northern tribes, there were 12 tribes of Israel, you remember, the 10 that were northern more in geography have already been taken off into captivity. They've been taken into captivity by the nation of Assyria. But now the major power in the world is Babylon. Babylon, Assyria, Egypt, all of them battling, jockeying for position on the world stage. And Babylon is rising to be the greatest power at that time. Judah is in turmoil. We know about nations being in turmoil. We cut on the TV. We've seen Egypt this week in turmoil. And at that time, Judah, the southern two tribes, which made up the nation of Judah after the nation of Israel split, Israel to the north, Judah to the south, the southern tribes are in turmoil because Babylon, this great world power, has set up a siege against the city of Jerusalem, the capital of Judah. And they're gonna wait them out. They're going to stop any food or water from getting in. They're going to stop anybody from getting out unless they're surrendering and coming over to the Babylonian side. And that's what's going on inside the city walls of Jerusalem. At this point in history, Zedekiah is the king. He's a puppet king, really. He's been set up by Nebuchadnezzar, the ruler of Babylon. That great empire, he's the most powerful man in the world. He has set up Zedekiah, a Jewish man, to be the puppet king over Judah. But Zedekiah, as people are often prone to do when they're in positions of authority, Zedekiah got tired of paying the tribute and being under the thumb.